All right.
If anyone can hear me, this message is for you. My name is Alex Danny, and I hope I'm coming through. I do these weekly broadcasts hoping that they ease your strife. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. I shipwrecked on this island so many years ago. It's filled with talking animals, and now I call it home. Until it's safe to call for rescue, here I will reside. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life.
Welcome to Island Life with Alex Denny. It's my broadcast from an island of talking animals where I've been shipwrecked for a number of years. Welcome, anybody who might be listening. Used to call for rescue, like I said in that song, which I've been changing up those lyrics, figuring it out. Really thought hard about that original version. And then I was like, well, now I'm not reaching out for rescue. I better change these lyrics. And not even sure I sang the lyrics I meant to sing this time. They're probably different than what they were last week. They might be different next week. Who knows? It's my song. I can sing whatever I want. You're just listening to it. I think the thought of it is what counts, right? That's what they say about gifts and lyrics. What's been going on? Well, I was wondering if I should bring this up because I don't want to bring the broadcast down, but I feel like it's something that's going on in my life. And that's kind of part of what I'm using these broadcasts for, is to speak to things that are going on in my life. So I hope this isn't too weird, but I just found out last night that a good friend of mine, not anybody who's been on the broadcast, anybody you know, but they tried to take their own life last night, and they're okay. They're at the animal hospital here, and they're you know, being watched over, and they're Dr. Big Beak's talking with them, and you know, but that's just something. Now I feel like I've put this weight on everything, but I feel like it's good to talk about this for anybody who might have similar things happening in their life. It's like a scary time in the world, you know, like, you know, stuff like this doesn't stop happening, even though most of the people out there are dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. And then other stuff like this happens, even here on the island where we're done with island fever, life goes on and people that you love and care about can go at any time. And so it's just important. I guess that's why I want to mention it, is just to say, love the people that you have right now, because this is all we got. Everybody goes sometime. Hopefully nobody goes sooner than they need to. And so I want to put out gratitude that friend of mine is still okay, and gratitude for all the friends that I have. And hopefully today I'll make a new friend, as I often do when I'm reaching out on my broadcast. So if anybody's out there, happens to be listening, happens to be picking up this broadcast, I'd love to say hello and see what's going on in your life. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm Alex Denny. Who am I speaking to?
You're not my mother.
I don't think I am.
No, I was trying to call my mom. You're definitely not my mom.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I'm interrupting your phone call.
That's okay. That's okay. What's your name again?
Alex Denny. What's your
Alex.
Name? Did you say it? And I missed
I'm
it.
Jordan. I'm Jordan Matlock.
Hi, Jordan Matlock. It's nice to meet you.
I know an Alex Denny that... Nah, never mind. Wow,
sure,
this is so weird that I was trying to call my mom, and then here you are, a dude, not my mom. I feel so awkward.
I'm not your mom. No, you don't. I you know what? Something about, I don't know. I'm shipwrecked on an island talking to animals, and I'm broadcasting on this emergency radio, and I get picked up on all kinds of weird stuff. I mean, last week, a guy picked me up on like a little handheld battery radio. A week before that, a guy picked me up in his Fallout game he was playing, and I came through his like team chat. And
that's so strange. Times are crazy and weird.
They really
these days. Are. Wait, you're shipwrecked? I'm so sorry.
"Oh, it's all right. I'm doing all right. I'm safe. I'm healthy. I'm
good.
And I got lots of talking animal friends to keep me company."
I'm sorry. What was that?
I live on an island of talking animals.
I knew it. I knew it.
You knew it, huh?
People kept telling me for years, animals can't talk. And I was like, yeah, right. Tell that to my cat who I tickle over and over and she can't stop talking.
Oh, you have a talking cat?
Well, it makes sounds and I infer what those sounds mean. So in a way, yeah, they're just talking.
Sure, man. I mean, look, before I got on this island, I didn't meet any talking animals, but like every animal I meet here talks. So it means some animals definitely do talk.
That sounds amazing. That sounds fantastic. Kind of jealous.
You have a cat? What's your cat's name?
I used to have a cat.
Oh, you don't have a cat now.
No, I don't have a cat anymore. Oh. That's okay. It's back home with my mother.
Okay, so the cat's still all right.
Cat's okay. I just don't have it anymore, so it's still sad.
Yeah. Are you holed up because of the whole coronavirus thing?
Yeah, I've just been, I'm here in Los Angeles, California, in Studio City, and just trying to do what everyone is suggesting, which is our social distancing and practicing healthy, safe habits, lots of water, lots of vitamins, lots of energy and exercise and rest.
That's great.
Yeah, it's actually hasn't been too bad. I'm pretty good at keeping myself busy.
Good. What kind of stuff do you like to do to keep busy, especially while you're held up?
Well, so I work in film and TV. So I work as an actor and also work in fight choreography and I work in VFX, but mostly I try to focus my time on acting. So there's been some opportunities to do what we call self-tapes here and we can prepare a scene and submit it to these open casting calls that certain casting directors have been so kind enough to provide with the times, you know? And so mm-hmm. I've been doing that. I've been trying to stay creative with like playing music and writing music or just writing in general, or even keeping a dream journal or building little puzzles or solving little puzzles and building, you know, I think there's limitless things you could do in your spare time to be creative. Or if you're an artist, just to further your craft as an artist, you know, I don't like how people like to isolate to just one thing. I mean, you can if you want, that's fine. But I guess for me, an artist is all-encompassing, you know? There's a lot of ways you can further yourself as an artist. So I try.
That's great. That sounds like a really great point of view to have about it.
Yeah. No, but what about you? You're on the island with the animals. You guys have been stuck with each other. You've been staying busy.
Yeah. You know, things have started to open back up on the island. Life's kind of going back to normal, but we were doing similar to what you're doing now not long ago, you know, holed up in our huts, residences, wherever we live, and just talking over a system of cans and strings called the yellowphone.
That sounds snazzy.
You know, for the island, it's the best we got. You know, we don't have a lot of technology here, so it was nice to at least be able to keep in touch between all of us.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Even got me to... Oh!
What? What was that?
Hello.
I can hear it. I heard something.
Who's there? Oh, I think I recognize that voice, though. I've never heard it oming before. Sally, the red hair, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Are you meditating outside my hut?
Well, if I could come in, that'd be great.
Oh, please, please come in. Here. Come in.
Ah, hi.
I just got somebody on the radio.
Hi.
Oh, it's been so long. I've been away in India practicing stillness and yoga. Oh, wow.
Very cool.
That's
Did you fly
great.
On the back of a bird?
No, I took my ship. I'm a pirate, you remember?
Oh, how did I forget? I forgot. I just
Arg,
also
matey.
Forgot Alex, that your ship is very small and it's
Alex,
too
you're
small
smoking
for me.
Too much of the island bush. I gotta
believe,
get you off it.
Oh, believe me, Sally, that definitely is something I've been doing, especially while we were all holed up. You know, not too much else to do besides smoke that island bush.
And listen, I've been learning a lot.
Cool.
I've been growing a lot. Not Weilenbush, but like growing internally. Mm-hmm. Anyway, who are you talking to?
Oh, this hey, is, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm Jordan Matlock.
Hi, Jordan.
Nice to meet you, Sally.
What's up, Lockie?
The hair? I'll take it. Yep. Yes, you can call me that.
I'm a red hair, a Norwegian, but, you know, who knows? Who could ever tell these days?
You're a Viking.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, I just wanted, because I, like, you know, I've been practicing, like, new exercises, and, you know, I just found that being still and calm, it's just so good. It's so good.
I agree. Yeah. You know, I agree with the rabbit.
Do you meditate, Jordan?
I do meditate. Honestly, I think meditation, stillness, I think is extremely important, especially for a performer, because it's really easy to, you know, let the stresses or anxieties of an upcoming performance or an audition to get to you. And I think what helps me the most is kind of closing my eyes and just taking deep, slow breaths and focusing on the breath and the sound of the breath and nothing else really helps slow my heart rate down and really helps me enforce that stillness. So good for you, Sally.
Thanks. You know, I've been so high strung lately. I'm always trying to do something, you know, go explore, go see the world. But, you know, I just, sometimes what you need is what you already have.
Ooh, that's a very good point. Absolutely. It's very easy to perceive the grass to be greener on the other side, mm-hmm. when in fact it's actually just the same green, mm-hmm. but different.
Or you're colorblind, but you know, it doesn't matter.
In that case, I guess you could go to either side.
That grass could be red for all you know.
Anyway.
You could be Sally the green here.
Well, you know, that's not really my color, but...
I'm with you on the meditation thing. In fact, I can get a little nervous before doing these broadcasts. It might seem silly, you know, why put pressure on just something I do every week? And but...
Well, it's for your survival, so I can imagine that's a little stressful.
Yeah, it can be nervous to put yourself out there and reach out to other people. So, like, right before this, I did a 10-minute meditation, and I went Lovely. For a walk and came back and felt a lot more balanced, a lot ready to chat. And, hey, I ran into you, and here Sally shows up, and who knows who else might show up. Anything can happen.
Alex, I've been meaning to talk to you about your walks.
Yeah.
Can you put a little more clothes on next time?
Oh.
I mean.
Tell them.
I know you're by yourself as a human, but I don't need to see the family jewels every morning.
Oh, I didn't realize it would bother you, Sally. I mean, most of the animals on the island don't wear very much clothing either. I just figured.
This is true.
Listen.
What would be the difference?
Just a little bit of dignity, at least once a week.
Are you saying 6 days out of the week I can walk around in my birthday suit, but one day out of the week for you, I'll put Please. Something on, like a hat. Please.
A hat.
I mean, a hat in the right spot could do it justice.
Like a scarf, maybe.
All right. Well, at least you're thinking about it.
An eye patch like a pirate.
Arg.
I mean, admittedly, you're pretty fashionable, Sally.
Mm. It's nice, all the travels.
Yeah. I mean, you see, you brought something back from India with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please tell me what it looks like.
Okay, you know how... there's this one movie with that real hot guy, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he's hot.
One movie. And he goes to India and he finds these stones, you know? And then there's this guy, he's like, Kalima, Kalima, Shakti. You know that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Right, right.
Well.
Indiana Jones and the Legend of the Stones,
that's
right.
That's it. No, 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 no.
Really close.
Temple of...
Temple of Impending Dread.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And
nailed it.
There's a... I brought the stone!
Oh my gosh.
She's carrying this big stone around. It's almost as big as she is.
Hey!
It must have been risky.
It was. Risky business.
She gets in all sorts of adventures off this island. And I'm like, can you help
leave.
Me get off the island? No. And she's like, nope.
My ship ain't big enough for the both of us.
It's a small, pirate ship.
Knock, knock.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Kelly, the Condor, is that you?
Hey, yes, me.
Oof.
Wow, this is a dream come true. I just knew the animals could talk. This is fantastic.
Yeah, well, what we got right here
is... got another human on the phone.
We do. Hi. This is Jordan Matlock. He's a human living in Los Angeles.
Oh, hi, Jordan. Los Angeles? My people are from there.
Oh, right, because you're a Californian condor, right?
That's right.
You must be giant.
She's huge. I'm scared.
Well, yes. Compared to this little bunny rabbit here, I'm pretty big. Oh, don't worry, though. I'll never eat you, Sal. You're too good.
Kelly, you're great.
You know, some of the other animals on the island are intimidated by me because my wingspan is about 7 feet and growing, too, because I'm not even full grown. And I like to eat small animals, but only if they're being mean to other animals.
That sounds fair to me.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fair to me, too.
Yeah,
that's something I've been working on. I mean, even though I'm a pirate, I got to be a little nice to people. And thanks for reminding me, Kelly. Thanks for reminding me.
I wouldn't hang out with you if you were a jerk, Sally. So.
Wow, thanks.
Aww.
Hopefully
I have my days.
Well, we all have our days. I didn't feel very good this morning. I honestly thought about... I wasn't feeling very well. I had a headache. My stomach hurt. Everything going on. I was like, am I even going to do my broadcast? But I was like, no, I got to do it.
It's good to have a routine.
Exactly.
It's easy to create excuses to not do something. But I think being a yes person and always just being, I don't know, more willing to adventure and try new things and just say yes to things is really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Jordan, you sound like a really chill dude.
I try to stay chill. Yeah, thanks. Take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Thanks, giant bird.
My name is Kelly. You can just call me Kelly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kelly giant birdie.
No, just Kelly. Just all Kelly. Right.
Kelly.
That works.
Lockie's just trying to come up with the nickname.
Better watch out, Jordan. Kelly will fly to California and pay you a visit.
Honestly,
your apartment.
It would actually help my case out here because still no one believes me. The animals can talk. So if you could come over here and just prove me right to everyone, it'd be fantastic.
You know, that's why I left because when I lived in California, because I was born there. But when I lived there, it just felt like there was this immense pressure for animals not to talk. Because nobody wants the humans to know that we talk. It's like this big secret. And I was like, I don't want to live under that kind of secret. So I left.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, please say something. Please, please say something.
We have a lot to say.
Listen,
one time
we're always
I
trying to prove something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's to do or to don't.
Exactly.
No, that's, you know what? That's such a, that's such a good quote. I'm going to add that to my quote wall, Sally.
Yeah, it seems like such a unique quote.
I'm writing it here. I've got a little berry juice. Writing it right here.
Thanks.
We're all trying to prove something. What was the other part? Whether to do or to don't?
Prove something, whether to do or whether to don't.
There it is. It's on the wall.
And don't forget the one where I said, sometimes all you need is what you have.
Mm. Oh, no, that one's already up there. One's already up there.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing that, you know, writing things down. I feel like we're only like as smart or we're only as good as like what we remember. Like we got all kinds of great information in our heads, but a lot of time we forget. So when you put it right in front of you, it helps remind you what you want to focus on because you can get real distracted.
I will remember you.
Remember me.
That's all I know.
I only wrote
the chorus to that part.
You guys may not. Kelly knows this, but Jordan, you may not know this. Sally had a very illustrious music
career.
Life.
I can tell just by the raspy, charming tone of your voice.
Thank you.
She's worked with everybody, including who wrote that song?
Sarah McLachlan. She didn't give me any credit.
And Sarah McLachlan loves animals.
Yeah, she's real nice.
She's always on those commercials when I was growing up, right? That's Sarah McLachlan, who has the arms of an angel.
She's an angel, all right.
Oh, it's good to know. Like when you sometimes you think someone might be great, but then
you never know, meet
them in person.
They always say never meet your idols.
But you met Sarah, and you say she's an angel herself.
She's a peach.
Oh,
she didn't give you credit.
It's okay. There's ghostwriters everywhere.
No.
I live a very full life.
No, that's a good way to look at it. But if you want me to go, scratch her up or something, let me know.
Oh, no.
Maybe
another news today. Sarah McLachlan was attacked by a condor.
I like your perspective on life, Sally. You're like a carrot half full kind of girl.
I'm hungry now.
Sorry about that.
After we're done here. Yeah, I mean, me too. I haven't really eaten a full meal this morning. Just berries.
I'm gonna go get you something. I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bye.
There she goes.
Oh, bye, she's gone.
Jordan, tell me. You say you're an actor. You're a fight choreographer. Can you tell me a little bit more about that kind of work? I don't really know much about fight choreography. I'm an actor and improviser a little bit, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, I grew up doing martial arts and just training on the stage in unarmed and armed combat with weapons. And I've just always had a fascination with physical storytelling, and fight choreography is another way of physical storytelling. And it's a lot of fun, you know. It brings its own challenges, and people don't often realize that there is a story to a fight. Anytime you see an action sequence in any kind of production, you know, that action sequence has been thought out and thought through with a fight coordinator and a stunt coordinator and probably the director and hopefully the director of photography, the DP. And they've all talked about, you know, the action sequence as a whole has its own story. You know, it's got its journey, its beginning, its middle, its end, maybe its climax in the fight. And, you know, that story, you have like kind of a perspective of, you know, who you're telling that story through, just like a regular story. So whoever's action story it is, usually try to tell it through kind of their perspective, where you kind of favor them on camera or even on stage when you're telling that story. And so I think it's a lot of fun, and I just kind of fell into it on the side as I continue to pursue acting out here. And it's been a blast. I've met a lot of really talented and physically talented people who are just can do some of the craziest things with their bodies as far as tricks and stunts and things like that. But the one thing I will say, and you know, a lot of people think that it's just stunts and action is like easy peasy, but it's exhausting, and it is very demanding, and it's very physical, and people get hurt, and that's part of the game. And so if anyone's listening, you know, if you're thinking about getting into fights or action or stunts, I just know that it comes with some ouch. It's not just an easy walkthrough. It's very demanding, and someone usually always gets hurt, but that's just part of the game. That's part of the process. And, is I think the main job of the fight coordinator and the stunt coordinator is to make sure that people don't get hurt or get hurt as little as possible in trying to execute the action sequence. So that's always the priority, safety, safety, safety. And if it's risky or if you don't want to do it, don't do it, is what I always tell people, tell performers. Mm. You know, don't feel forced or obligated into doing something because the production is big or because there's a lot of pressure riding on your scene or your character. If something doesn't feel safe or doesn't look safe, talk to someone, say something. That's my opinion. That's my advice.
That's good advice. That's good advice for anybody, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if any kind of situation.
Don't put yourself in danger, especially if not for a movie.
Yeah. And it goes, yeah, like you said, beyond just like action sequences. If you're doing a performance and something doesn't make you feel comfortable, whatever it is, on camera or off camera, say something. Always say something. Talk to someone.
For sure. Oh, by the way, here comes Sally back. She's got a little basket with her. She's brought a whole basket full of carrots.
Here you go. Here's your breakfast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I wish I could have a carrot right now. It sounds so
Kelly,
good.
Kelly, do you eat carrots?
No.
She doesn't like this. Mm-mm. But I did see a mighty fine weak boar out on my journey. So when we're done here, he probably will be. You're ready for it.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Well, go get it. Ooh. Go get it. I had a question, Jordan, that occurred to me while you were talking about fight choreography, because we, you know, joked about Kelly coming to visit you if you weren't nice. If you were to try to put together a fight between a guy and a, say, giant Californian condor, can you give me an idea of maybe what you'd play with that? Or maybe, Kelly, if you had any thoughts.
Whose story is it? Is it the guy's or the condor's story?
I say we make it the
condor's story.
So if it was the condor story, we'd probably open up with a shot, you know, over the shoulder of the condor, swooping in, flying in with the condor as it comes down and approaches its enemy, the person, you, Alex Denny.
Oh,
I'd probably swoop in, and it would just open with that, with an action move. You know, you surprise the audience. You just throw them right in there. You don't. At least that's how I like to do it. I don't like to set it up with a lot of dialogue or a lot of extra things. I like to just throw the audience into the action. So we swoop in, and she comes down, and she just goes for a swing right at your face. But you see it coming, and you hear her call. She comes in, but then you duck. You duck and she misses, and then she slides on the ground. She lands, and then you guys look at each other, squaring off, eyeing who's going to make the next move. And then a hair
this bounces
across the background.
This island isn't big enough for the both of us, Kelly Condor.
Well, only one of us has got the wings to prove it's hers.
The condor charges. She spins in circles, expanding her wings out wide, and they come at the Alex Denny, like a helicopter of winged death. Whoa. It's spinning and spinning. Whammy! It connects with Denny as he tries to dodge. He gets knocked to the ground.
Wings are more solid than you might expect. I thought you had hollow bones.
Bony wings. I do.
Pounces on top of the Alex Denny, puts a claw into his face and says,
I don't think I stand much of a chance in this fight. I wouldn't look. Kelly's right here in front of me and I wouldn't want to fight you, that's for sure.
This is pretty fun, though. I mean, maybe we should, like, make a movie.
Yeah, you know, we could put on a show. Maybe we,
direct it!
Yeah.
We can put it on for the island.
Send me photos. Send me videos.
At the very least, we'll send you drawings.
Yeah. We have a great artist here.
Oh, I forgot. You guys don't have much there. Yeah. I keep forgetting that.
He has this radio.
Our circumstances are so different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, it feels like the time has really flown by, but the power in my radios is already winding down.
I will remember you.
That's still the old... You did such a great job writing that.
Thanks.
Sarah doesn't even know what a gift you are, Sally.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's what I think.
It's been a real joy.
Kelly, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice Kelly, is there anything that you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I personally would like to see more condor-led movies. I think that would be great. Jordan, you should probably just go ahead and make one.
I completely concur. I think that no movie should discriminate, and they should allow anyone of any type to play a lead.
And I have some really good actor cousin condors who are still in Los Angeles.
Sold.
So I can connect them if you want.
Whoa.
No. Sold. Do they talk?
Oh, they talk. But like I said,
sold. Before, say no more.
they're like scared to talk in front of human, blah, blah.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, I know. But I'll tell them that you're cool and they should talk in your movie.
Please. That I will be so successful.
I wonder if people would believe it or if they'd think it was like a computer trick, you know?
It's all a
like even if we filmed these condors talking, people would be like, I've seen The Jungle Book or whatever. That's not a real talking condor.
Right. One day we'll prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Them and all the flat earthers out there.
Well, I hope we can
they're flat?
Prove both of those things.
What? Wait a minute.
You tell us, Sal. You're the one who's been sailing around it.
Tell them the truth.
I got to go check my compass and my maps.
And that
just use your logic.
That boar you saw outside, got to go check on them.
No,
huh?
He's dead. He's gone.
Oh, wait, this was a dead boar?
He was dying.
I misheard what you were saying. I thought you were talking about was someone you were going to go hit on after this was over.
No, she was hungry.
Oh, no.
Out getting carrots. Boris, you know, that real jerk, that neighbor guy who just won't leave you alone. He's, you know, that's it.
Oh,
he's
man.
He lived a life. He's really
I see that look in your eye, Kelly.
Oh, I know what I'm having later.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to be a part of any of that. I better shut this broadcast down before I get implicated in something. But thanks so
he
much.
Was already
Jordan, before
he didn't
I let
do
you
anything.
Go, if anybody wanted to check out your work, is there some place that they could look for anyone who's listening?
Yeah, I mean, you can find me on like Facebook as Jordan Matlock, on Instagram as jmat35mm, jmat35mm, pretty much. Mm. And I just posted a recent commercial I did for an awesome project that's on there, and got some more stuff coming soon.
Great.
I wonder what you look like, Jordan. You have a nice voice.
Oh, thank you. I look like a human with human features.
Ah, I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
did I sell it?
Sounds like that.
So descriptive. Yeah. I got a closing song I like to end every broadcast with. If you want to stick
this
around,
this one I did it right.
Play us out.
You know, it's okay.
Well, I'm always up for notes, you know.
It's nice meeting everyone.
Nice to meet you too.
It's time to go. The sun's setting down. The power in my radio is almost run out, so at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day, but we had some fun, we made new friends, and tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life.
Let's go get a coconut.
Hey everybody, LA Alex here. Just wanted to let you know that if you liked what you heard, you can follow and reach out to us on social media at Island Life Pod. If you'd like to help support the show, you can become a patron at patreon.com/islandlifepod, and it would help us out a lot if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts. And now for the credits. Jordan Matlock graduated with a BFA in theater performance from the University of Oklahoma in 2011, and then he moved to Hawaii for a year and a half, where he got his first guest star on the CBS show Hawaii 5-0. That's where I met him, in Hawaii. Afterwards, he moved to LA, where he's been working for almost 8 years, including 2 guest stars, 2 co-stars, many commercials, and independent films. Jordan also works as a fight coordinator, a VFX producer, writer, and director. He just finished shooting a commercial for Airbnb Experiences, which you can watch on his Instagram at jmat35mm. Also, check out his lead role in the gripping psychological short film called ROT Silent Hill, produced by the famous Corridor Digital team on YouTube. Kelly the California Condor was played by Aliza Pearl, an actor, writer, improviser, and RPG gamer. She's producing and playing an all-Klingon Star Trek RPG game premiering on twitch.tv/QTimes sometime this summer. Depending on how soon this airs, she's also starting a science and sci-fi interview podcast to talk about the things she loves with people who love them too. And one of her improv groups, Ripley Improv, put on a live-streamed improvised YA dystopia on May 18th at twitch.tv/RipleyImprov. You can follow along with her various interests on Insta and Twitter at Aliza Pearl. Sally the Red Hare was played by Megan Ames, an actor and improviser who recently could be seen in A Tribe Called Jest at Second City Hollywood, and is on social media at Miss Megzy. I'm Alex Denny. You can check out my acting and music at youtube.com/TheAlexDenny and Denny in Stereo, respectively. My website is alexdenny.com. Cover art by Jeremy Rabb. Thanks for hanging out with us on Island Life.